Oh, baby. It is the homemade broadcast. It is episode 530. Happy 4th of July.
Yes.
A little early. Celebrating with a Mexican beer, as any fine American does on this holiday.
I like how you're holding it up. No one can see what you're drinking.
That's right. You just have to trust me.
No.
It's a Mexican beer in here. I can tell you that. Nope.
Corona.
There goes the cat bowl. No.
This is a low budget film, folks. Modelo.
Nope.
I don't think I know any more beers. Oh snap. Pacifico.
Looks like she got it. And here they come. Oh boy. Here come the cats. Come on in.
Come on in, guys.
There they go. All right. Now they're eating. Good. Good. Welcome to the program. Happy 4th of July. Anna, are you excited to celebrate the birth of our country? It is 1776 somewhere, and I'm celebrating early. I had a heck of a week. It's only Wednesday.
Clearly. Yeah, I'm really excited now that I have plans as of 12 minutes ago. So I'm super stoked because our plans were no plans. And then you and can I just say what the plans are?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you invited us over.
That's right.
And I'm super excited. I got really excited because I have very limited friends these days. I lost about 80% of my friends about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So friends are like a commodity now. I'm like, ooh, someone to talk to. Fun.
It's good to know that if I ever have something to do that I want company for, I can call you and you're going to be like fiending for some sort of attention, some sort of connection.
Yeah, some sort of human interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a man at home and we have a lot of fun together, but it is cool to kind of like mix it up with, you know, some new peeps, new old peeps.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm just doing a nice little, not barbecued, grilling. There is a difference there between barbecue and grilling. I'm just going to be putting some food over fire, the classics, the dogs, the burgers. A nice pork tenderloin that I found in the freezer.
Don't you have to start that like yesterday?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I am an expert on cooking flesh.
I know that.
Of what I've learned, you have to start thawing it last week. Then you have to start cooking it for at least 72 hours, right? Leave it in there slow roast on the big green egg.
Well, see, now you're talking barbecue. You're talking barbecue there, smoking for long periods of time. No, I'm not doing barbecue. I have to work on Friday. So listen, this is just going to be quick and easy. Dogs, burgers, pork loin. Mm. And they are frozen. So I'm hoping that they do. I just found it just now, actually. So I just took it out of the freezer and I'm going to cook it up. So hopefully it works. I don't know. What do you do? Because I was thinking like you're going to have to bring your own food because you can't eat anything.
I'll eat like I don't know. A mushroom or listen, I'm probably going to be drunk most of the time. So I might have like some chips and that could be it. I could have chips and a few claws and that's a win for me. Not that you do, but I never want people to worry about me. Like I'll be good. I'll bring my stuff. I know what Americans
eat. Are you going to eat your normal stuff? Yogis and
no, you got to keep the crazy at home for one day. I'll eat maybe some chips and I'll bring claws. I like the seltzers.
Yeah.
All of them are good except the Bud Light seltzer. Horrendous. Mm. Disgusting.
Huh.
But all the other ones are pretty all right, I think.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So you don't know what you're going to eat yet, though. You have to plan the course, plan the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably going to pre-eat. You know what I mean? Have a little something before.
Sure.
Because I don't want to be full. I don't want to be full and like in a bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross. Where you're just like trying to hold it in and you're all gassy and stuff. I don't want that. So I might just have a few drinks and call it a day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's up? Well, I have chips. I got the Doritos. Ogo.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have those. I have some, you know, potato chips as well. I've got a potato salad. I've got macaroni salad. I have hot dogs, hamburgers, pork loin. I think that's about it. It's a very easy watermelon. I got some watermelon that you can eat as well.
You know my people like watermelon. How many people are you expecting?
Just a handful. I hate inviting people to stuff. I knew you were pretty much a shoo-in. So I didn't feel I didn't feel
you just sense my desperation.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like that you were going to say no, so I asked you in person. But it's hard.
You see how eager I was to say yes.
Oh yeah, you were before you even finished my sentence. You were already raring to go. But I invited a few people, and I always hate because I'm afraid that they're going to say no. So two of the people that I invited, it was their idea. Number one, they're just like, "You have a pool. Why don't you cook some hot dogs and hamburgers, and we'll come over?" And I was like, "Okay, that sounds fun." My friends Ben and Nicole.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm excited to see them.
And then I extended an invite to a couple other friends that can't make it. But they, I know they would be here if they could. My buddy Dan's coming over. So we got five, and now we have you and your beau.
Yeah. What about Dan's fiance?
She will not be coming, apparently.
Is it because, you know, of the color of your skin, perhaps?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so. I, no.
No, she's
a little shy. I don't, not her bag, I guess. The pool.
What do you mean a little shy? You're never gonna hang out with a friend? We're not going to a concert. You're hanging out with five people.
Yeah, I've hung out with her a few times. It's just, you know, she's not always available. Maybe she's working. I don't know. I asked. I said, "Are you gonna bring your lady?" And he said, "No." I invited somebody who I was like very. I knew that it was gonna be a no, but I went ahead and sent the invite anyway. Any guesses?
You invited someone you knew was going to be a no, but you sent the invite anyways.
I sent the invite anyways.
Someone I know.
And yes, you do know him. It's my fear because I don't want to hear no. I don't like hearing no.
Oh.
And I got a response even worse than no from this person, too.
Is it a K-Dog?
Who's that?
Care?
Oh, no. No, I didn't even invite Care. Oh, no, I didn't invite. It's a well-known person.
Johnny V!
No, I didn't invite Johnny. No.
I feel like my guesses are horrible.
Yeah, they're not great.
Someone I know well. Is it someone in radio?
Yes.
Is it Sean Senning?
It is.
You know he's not going to come.
I knew he wasn't. I mean, I know he's got stuff going.
Did he even get a response?
That's the thing. That's what was
he left
even.
You on red.
He left me on red. That was the thing. I anticipated the
dude.
No. I'm sorry. You know, I already had plans. You know, I assumed he probably already had plans. But I went with the. Send it anyway, and I assumed I would get the, I have plans, nothing.
You sent it to Senning. Well, let's see. Let me, can I take this apart for a second? Can I unpack this?
Yeah.
When did you send the invite?
Yesterday. That was another reason why I knew it was going to be a no.
Okay.
Because it's too so soon.
It is, but it isn't. I feel like nobody has plans. Like, who's doing anything? Everyone's kind of doing everything last minute. At least I am. Yeah, that sucks. What time of the day did you send it?
I think it was, he was on the air, but it was towards the end. It was probably like 5:30.
Okay. And nothing.
Nothing.
Oof. I have a feeling this might get back to him and he will respond saying, "I'm sorry," probably on July 8th.
Or he might get... Yeah. Or he might respond back, "Hey, F you, man. I'll just have another person that hates me." Garrett said, "I invited Dizzy." No, I did not invite Dizzy.
Mm.
I would like to watch him try to swim. For some reason, I feel like it wouldn't be good.
What, if you threw him in the deep end or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Any other reason?
That's, no. That's the one.
Oh, no.
813-693-2124. That is the voice and text line. We did get some calls over the week. We got some Substack. By the way, we're doing a half an hour on Radio St. Pete, HMB Radio on Spotify, you know, wherever you get your podcast. The full audio-only podcast goes on Spotify. I got a lot of criticism. And this is valid criticism, too.
Okay.
No, it's not, actually.
Oh.
It's people who don't know what they're talking about that go, "You should spend more time developing your audience on YouTube." Yeah. I mean, I've done that for a long time. I'm getting this advice from people, you know, head of content, head of digital at major corporations. Granted, they're not doing so hot either these days, but... I don't know. I don't like unsolicited advice anyway, but especially for people who don't know what they're doing. So I really had to hold back and not make any comments about the feedback that I was getting. But we had a lot of people sign up on the Substack, which is great. HMBradio.substack.com. We over to get the full audio only podcast, extra content from Anna when she's able to do so. And it's free right now. It's a free trial for a month. And I'm probably just going to extend that to who knows how long if I can. So just go sign up there. Another thing, nobody wants to sign up for another website. I get it. Again, I get it. But it's something that I've been informed I should do by people in the know. So
it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah, and we
that's
got
how I've lived the last 37 years of my life.
That's right.
Which is all the years of my life. Doesn't hurt to try.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to try. So yeah, hmbradio.substack.com. You're gonna get the full audio only episode. I'm an audio connoisseur. Most of the things that I consume podcast wise are audio. So
audiophile. Do you like that term?
Yeah.
It's weirdly sexual.
I do. It is file. Yeah. And there's other stuff. I'm brainstorming. I don't want to start talking about it now because it's not going to happen probably anytime soon. But I have a lot of ideas. So just go sign up. It's free right now. And Anna, I want to ask you, I hope you didn't see it. There's a list. And since it is, I know you love a good top 10. That's one of your favorite things. But since we were talking about food, I feel like, you know, 4th of July is one of those holidays.
It's a food
it's
holiday.
It's a food holiday.
Yes.
So I would like what I would like you to do is look away from the screen. I hope you didn't see it already.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
I did see the top 10 foods that Americans are buying for the 4th of July. And as a vegetarian, I know that this is tough.
Yeah, yeah.
For you. So I want to ask you to guess.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to do all right with this. I don't think you're going to have any trouble guessing the top 10 foods that Americans are buying on the 4th of July.
I got you.
Can you name that? Now, some of them are obvious, but maybe some of them not.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, obviously, you got to go hot dogs, hamburgers.
Hot dogs, number 5.
Now, is that separate from the buns, or that's just one entity?
Right? Oh, well, that's a good.
Like,
okay.
The meat, and then also you got to get the bread.
Right.
Unless you're doing keto, in which you just do the meat.
So you said hot dogs, right?
Yeah, I did.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
It's not on the list, is it?
Hot dogs is not on the list. However, coming in at number 5, hot dog buns.
Oh, that's why I asked.
So are people putting something else in the hot dog bun?
Well, meatless. We're a meatless society. Bring me the bread, no meat, please.
So what else you got? You said hamburgers,
I said
right?
Hamburgers. Thinking so we that's got a shoe in.
We got number 8 frozen beef burgers, and then also number 10 beef patties. I don't really know what the difference is there. This list stinks already. I'm
sure
kind of
does.
Regretting.
Is it New York Post?
No, it's delish.com.
That's a lie. I'm gonna go rogue on this one.
Yep.
I'm gonna say Jell-O. I feel like people
no.
like. People like a good Jell-O.
Yep.
You know, you could do the red, white, and blue
yep.
Jell-O mold. It's not on the list?
That's true, but unfortunately, no. Mm. Not on the list.
I feel like we got to go with some fruit. Fruit okay. salad, maybe a watermelon like you mentioned earlier.
A watermelon, number 9.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, can we do like beers? Is that, I know it's not like food per se, but.
No, this is food,
strictly food
based.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, that's not true. That's not true. There is an item on here that is not edible.
Not edible?
Yes.
Is it drinkable?
It's not drinkable.
Hmm.
Not consumable at all.
Is it a firework, perhaps?
It's in the realm.
It's
definitely
sparkler.
In the realm. No.
It's a grenade?
No.
A glow stick? I don't know. I feel like you have to light something on fire. So what else can you light
on fire? Well, what are you cooking your food on?
Coals.
There you go.
Yeah,
charcoal coming in at number 2.
Coals. Chips. Obviously, we got to get some.
No chips.
Snack food. No chips. That's ridiculous.
Mm-mm. It is crazy.
I'm trying to think what else. You got to go like macaroni salad, potato salad.
Potato salad, number 3.
Pasta salad.
Number 3, okay, potato okay. salad. Yeah.
Condiments, even though I feel like that's not going to be.
No. No condiments.
Okay. How many left do I have?
You have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 to go.
Oh, okay. Trying to think. Summertime, what people are consuming. Can I get a hint? Can I phone a friend?
So there's something to do with the hot dog buns, but it's not hot dogs.
Relish,
it is.
Pickles.
No. Another tubed meat, bratwurst.
Ew.
So people are doing bratwurst, and I guess putting them on hot dog buns.
Huh.
Canned baked beans.
Okay.
You a baked beans fan?
You know what? I hate to admit it, but I am.
Yeah.
I love all beans. And
yeah,
it does make you gassy, but they're super delicious.
They are good.
In my opinion, yeah.
They are good. Of course, the classic baby back ribs.
Oh, and what is it? Corns? Did I say corns?
Corn.
Like corn on the cob.
Number one. The number one food item.
Corn! I was right.
Yellow corn.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking. I swear
to God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You don't like corns?
I mean, I feel like it fits. It fits with the motif of summer.
Yeah.
And I don't hate corn, but it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I would put all these items above corn. Corn might be at number 10 for me.
Okay.
You know, I'm a hot dog and hamburger. The Mexican beer is always kicking in, folks.
Is there something unique about Mexican beers? I'm not really a beer drinker.
No, not really. Okay. My girl likes Mexican beers.
Okay.
So I don't really drink beer that often. I'm more of a, you know,
bourbon guy,
hard liquor,
you know,
fella. But yeah, I'd like to have a Mexican beer every now and again. So I mean, 4th of July is upon us. It's on a weird day. It's on a Thursday, which is all right, but not great. I'm working Friday. I'm back to work Friday. I put in for a PTO day. Did not get it.
Yeah.
So I'll be back at work on Friday.
Right.
But then you get the weekend. It doesn't matter to you because you're not working.
Every day is Saturday, and that seems like it's amazing, but it's horrific. You know, I think about if this is retirement, this is horrendous. granted, I feel like I'll probably have a lot less energy in 40 years than I do now, but I'm not planning on it. I'm planning on maintaining this level of energy. And this would be atrocious to wake up every day and go, what the hell am I going to do? You know, I have a rudimentary schedule, you know, I get a little flexible here and there, but for the most part, I can do whatever I want with no money. That's the caveat. It's like, hey, you can do whatever you want, but you don't have any money though.
Yeah.
So you're like, cool. What can I do with that? Nothing.
Well,
nothing at all.
The downside of that is, you know, I'm working.
Fixed. You can't eat anything because you don't have any money.
I'm doing the opposite of that. I'm working many jobs.
Oh.
And getting fatter. Working many jobs.
Yeah.
And now I have a little bit more, not as much as I thought I would have. With the second job, I still don't have any money.
Are you spending more?
I mean, probably, but yeah, it must be, right?
You bought that new hat, it's new glasses.
No, I got this sent to me from my friend that paid vacation. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My buddy Zach's comedy group. Go check it out. Paid vacation.
It's very frat-tastic.
Yeah. I thought it was an appropriate summer. I was looking for some American gear that I had. I have none.
He burned it all back in 2020, remember?
Yeah.
During the riots.
That's right. Solidarity with my brethren. Yeah, so this is the closest thing that I had to summer fit. I was considering going shirtless and wearing this hat for summertime, but I didn't.
Bert Kreischer.
I didn't want to get thrown off YouTube.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be too explicit. So
that's not very body positivity.
No.
Not body positive of YouTube.
I'm not body positive at all. I shame myself. You know what I've been doing, though, this week? And I feel like it's working. I started taking a fiber supplement. Colon Broom.
Oh, Broom.
Yeah, it's just like psyllium husk. I've been taking that in the morning. I think it's working.
You think?
Yeah. I feel like I look a little slimmer already.
Is that the goal?
Well, it's supposed to help.
I thought it's just to kind of get
clean you out.
Clean you out, yeah.
Yeah. Make you more regular.
Yeah.
I still haven't had, like, I want a bowel movement. That's like a solid, just like a something solid.
Yeah.
It'd be really not good. Super solid.
You want a log, not really a pile? Good. Is that what you're after?
A what?
A log, not a pile.
That's right.
Okay.
Or it's not even really a pile. It's just like a stew more than anything.
Yum.
It's not good. I asked my doctor about it. He goes, hey, you know, some people, this is how their body is. I go, are you sure?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I feel like your doctor sucks. I feel like for the record, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Not even close to a medical professional. But I feel like the advice your doctor has given you, and I feel like I could think of maybe one other example. I know this might be a HIPAA violation, so I don't want to say anything, but I feel like he gives you really, really bad advice. Like, have you tried meth to lose weight? Maybe you should go back on meth.
Yeah.
This is not good advice given by a medical professional.
That's true.
You know
what? You're right.
Thank you.
There has been a lot of advice that he has given me that I went, nah.
Maybe you should get the...
Yeah, he did tell me to do that. And I was like, I don't know.
Now he's got blood clots and he's missing an ovary over here. Just all messed up.
I'm born male, so I don't have to worry about that. Identify as male and born male, believe it or not.
Right.
No, but he has given me, yeah, he told me to get that thing. And I was like, I don't think so. And then I got the fake one that doesn't work. That's not on the market anymore. That's not the mRNA. Thank you.
You got the
Mexican beer is really taking an effect. Yeah, I got the JJ.
And then he told you to go on meth once, and you did.
I did do that. Yeah, briefly. I thought that, and it kind of worked.
Yeah,
kind
of worked. Meth.
It's in the family. It's not methamphetamine, but it's in the family of
amphetamine.
It is an amphetamine. Phentermine, it's called. I did do that.
I can't even hide it in the name.
And you know, it was effective, but it just didn't. I stopped taking that.
Then he suggested you go on the semaglutides.
Yeah.
GLP-1 mimetics. Yep. And I don't know if you saw it today. It might be in prep. I don't think it is.
Yes, it is.
That it's I'm just gonna say it's been associated with, of course, because I put it in there. I'm such a dumb POS. It's associated, I don't want to say it's causative, but it's been associated with blindness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how the irony of losing all that weight, looking hot, and then you can't even see yourself in the mirror.
What's the point? I'd rather be a big fatso that can see.
Right?
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
There's no comparison there. I saw somebody in the chat talking about taking their Ozempic today. So this is your warning there. So yeah, the doctor told me to do that.
Yeah.
And then what was the latest?
Twice. And then what was the psyllium? Or you said something about your bowel movements being irregular.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, oh, you're fine.
It's fine. Yeah. His advice, medical opinion was that, you know, some people just have stew bowel movements every day.
This is what you get when you pay $34.99 a month for health insurance. You get advice like this.
It's Netflix. It's a subscription service.
Right.
I like my guy, though. He gives me, you're right. He might not be a great doctor.
Maybe you can invite him to the 4th of July, because maybe he'd be a better friend than a doctor, and then I can roast him.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe I should tell him. I think we'd be better friends than doctor patient.
Just friend zone.
We can
doctor.
Hang out. Yeah. If you want, we can go get beers and stuff, but I don't know you don't give great advice so far.
You should. Yeah. You should let him know. He's a bit young, right? Like
he's a young guy. Okay. Yeah. I went to the dentist too. Ooh. My teeth are nice and clean. Did you notice my teeth were bad?
No.
I had like stain. Like I haven't been at a dentist in.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not super white right now.
Well, I'm drinking coffee and beer. And stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Not that there's. I mean, they're not super white, but they're clean. They don't have the stain. I had like stains on my teeth.
Well, I mean, were they pretty low? Because usually don't talk like this, so it's hard for me to.
Well, they were even on the front there. Mm. I was ashamed. But I had a nice Asian lady that I couldn't understand, and she didn't talk the whole time, and it was great. And she just scraped the crap out of my teeth.
That's nice.
And now I'm feeling good again.
You went today?
I went last Saturday. Went to the doctor on Saturday. Really young dentist, too.
Hot?
Good-looking dude.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
What age?
Probably like late 20s.
Ooh, that is young.
Yeah, and I liked it because he was like, you're a smart guy. We're around the same age. And I was like, oh, I guess I look good for my age. I like that.
You're like a woman.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did I just get carded?
Yeah. That's kind of what it felt like. We're peers. We're the same age.
Yeah.
So that was good. I do have a cavity, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
Never had a cavity in my entire life.
Really?
I would tell now.
That's officially. Pretty strong. You know how good I take really good care of my teeth. I get compliments all the time. I was in Michigan, and they looked like they do now. Like, they were nice. They said your teeth look great. Let's do some x-rays. 12 cavities. 12.
You had 12
cavities. Dude, I was like, my teeth are made out of cheese, bro. What happened? Wow. I'm convinced that I used to do the white strips.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever done those obsessively like I have, but your teeth hurt after a while because it completely destroys the enamel. And I think that made it very susceptible to cavities.
So it's possible. I think that's what happened. Does your mom or dad have a lot of cavities?
A few here and there, but not 12. No one should walk in and have 12. I had, after that appointment, I had four subsequent appointments to take care of bottom right, bottom left, top right, top left. Like they wouldn't do them all at the same time. So I had four appointments to fill all the cavities. Wild. And a crown.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I still have to go get the cavity filled. It's $100 even with insurance.
May I make a statement?
Yeah.
At least you have a dentist.
That's true.
I used to have a dentist. Do you want to know what happened?
What happened?
Lost him in the divorce.
Yeah, having access. You didn't have to have insurance because you had like doctors on staff. You had
dentists. I had it made, man. I had a doctor who was giving me Botox, fixing my fixed my knee. I had an MCL injury. He drained my ear. I was in danger of getting cauliflower ear. Okay. Took care of my cellulite. All one guy. And then I had a dentist as well. And now I have no one. Now I have YouTube. If I have a problem, I go to the tubes. I go, what's wrong with me, tubes?
Yeah.
And then it tells me.
What's it tell you? What's the last thing that you searched that you had an issue for? Soupy BMs?
Yeah, I remember I told you, I'm like, I've had diarrhea for a month straight. And, you know, I thought you were going to be at least a little bit concerned. And you just said, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
B word.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I guess I'll get no sympathy there.
Do you want my medical opinion? You're fine.
Yeah.
Walk, everybody's bodies.
Walk it off. That's what your doctor would say. You're fine. Walk it off.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Uh-huh.
So.
Soupy BM disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing.
Dude, it was so bad. Like right after I got fired. I mean, obviously it was
your nerves
related. Yeah. But yeah. I was so messed up that I would going to the bathroom took me, I don't know. This is probably too much information. Probably took about, I don't know, 2 to 4.5 seconds and I was done. Do you understand what was
Does that include the second half of the process, the wipes?
No.
That took 3 hours.
That took a shower.
Yeah, I've had some of those where I'm like, I'm just getting in a shower.
Dude, me too.
This is fruitless. Just keeps going.
What did that guy say from? It's like wiping a marker.
So you're like wiping a marker.
Chris Pratt's character on 30 Rock. Yeah. So
Parks
right after,
and Rec, yeah,
a Parks and Rec. Right after I got fired, it was bad probably for like a month. And I don't know if anybody else is out there, but if you have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 days of bad whatever, where it's sleep or BMs, you've convinced yourself this is just how it is now. My body's changed and this is the new normal. I'm never going to get sleep or have a solid poop again. That's what I told myself. It's over for you. And I was kind of right. It really hasn't returned to baseline quite yet, but we're getting there.
Well, it could be. And maybe my doctor's not wrong. It could be your nerves. I have bad nerves.
But I mean, I've always been like an anxious person and I haven't had that.
Okay.
But it was.
But you're more stressed out than usual.
Yes and no. All the things that stressed me out before are gone because it's like when someone dies and you're worried, you're like, they're going to die. Oh no, they might die. And then they die. And now you've got a whole host of other issues to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
The body, the funeral.
Yeah.
You know, I miss you.
Oh,
do you miss me? Oh, you're dead to me. So it's different issues, but, you know, to be honest with you, I would rather have these issues than the ones I had before. If there's any.
You take a Subi BM over the stress any day.
Yeah. You know, because it was like I knew that my time with Bubba was going to end. Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to last forever. So it was just really scary, you know, how it was going to happen. But then when it actually did, it was like, okay. Now we're in the situation we always know we would be in. I just thought I would have a little bit more time
before
I got in that situation. So
right.
It is what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
What a way to end the America episode, the free section before we move into.
God bless America.
God bless America, folks. Radio St. Pete people, I'm talking to you. Head over to willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio on Rumble, or home_made_man on Twitter. You can enjoy the whole program for free. Or if you feel like signing up for the Substack to get it in your podcast feed, hmbradio.substack.com, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Please send messages. If you're feeling very generous, you can donate. And many of you have done that, and I very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Will Koontz on Venmo. I split everything with Anna.
He does.
And I guess that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, freeloaders.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.